All right. Good evening and welcome to the April monthly meeting of the Faulkner County Quorum Court. I want to welcome everyone. Join me, if you would, in standing as just John Allison leads us in invocation and pledge. He's also going to give us a moment of silence for Tom and Terry Anderson. Tom is not with us today. Terry lost her father, and so they're in the process of grieving over that loss. Tom is our co-worker, but he's also our friend, and by extension, Terry and the sons, the entire family. So I would, Justice Allison, if you would give us a moment of silence before leading us in invocation and then pledge. Thank you.
Sure. Let's have a moment of silence, Mr. Anderson, this matter. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to come together tonight. Elected of Faulkner County, thank you for the honor of representing the people. And we pray to your Lord that you'll guide us, give us strength and wisdom, do your will, make this county a shining light to be the people of your kingdom. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May be seated. Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll, please.
Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Craddy.
Present.
Kendrick.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Sawoski.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Shock.
Here.
Strang.
Here.
Tyler.
Present.
Madam Secretary, I got all 13 present. So we do have a quorum. All right, at this time, before we begin our official business with our agenda, I want to take care of three introductions, if I could, with the court's pleasure. And so I think I will start off with Dr. Sherry Skaggs. Dr. Skaggs, if you would step forward to the microphone, please, the red carpet. I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Skaggs as the new Faulkner County PIO, Public Information Officer, if you're familiar with that acronym. So I will read some particulars about Dr. Skaggs, and many of you already know her. She is currently serving as the PIO for the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office, the City of Mayflower, and the City of Guy Police Departments as well. And she also serves as a professor at one of our local institutions of higher education. And if you haven't seen her work, you probably have, just didn't know it. And we saw that from the judge's office. We approached the sheriff's office, Sheriff Riles, to see if he would allow us to join in and also use her. We need to use her countywide and her skills and her ability to communicate and craft messaging and make those connections with those channels of engagement. She's very good at it. She's got a great personality as well. And she, let me tell you a little bit about her, her background. She has a double major, majored in communication sociology at the University of Kentucky, which we will not hold against her, in basketball anywhere. She obtained a master's in criminal justice from Eastern Kentucky and a PhD in criminology from the University of Delaware. I have observed her work more than she probably realized. I know Administrator Higgins the same way, and we just said we've got to figure out how we can spread her impact. And she does a whole lot for the sheriff's office. But we approached her, and she was interested. We approached the sheriff beforehand, and we will be continuing to roll that out. So we're so thankful for you, Dr. Skaggs, and feel free to say a few words, but no pressure.
I really just want to thank all of you. I think it's so important, not just from the law enforcement standpoint, but a lot of our agencies, and including the court in some ways for many years, has done a lot of good work and not got sufficient recognition for that. So I love the fact that I've been able to already, in many ways, get you guys out in the paper, get you guys out in the news, and then work on rebuilding our social media outlets, just so the community knows. You know that you're already doing incredible work. Our departments, OEM, road department, everyone knows that they're already doing incredible work for the community. The gap there is the community has to know. It has to reach them, or it didn't really happen, right? And so I'm just super excited that I'm able to kind of widespread that impact, let everyone know what's going on in Fauner County. Appreciate you, Judge, and thank you all.
Thank you. All right, next, Keith Hillman. It's hard for me to not say Chief Hillman. If you would come forward, please. So it's my honor and privilege to introduce Keith Hillman as the new Director of Office of Emergency Management. Most of you on the court know who he is, probably considering to be a friend. First, let me thank Sheila Moix for her work. I could probably spend the next 30 minutes explaining to you the impact Sheila has had on our county and will continue to have even after retirement. She deserves a tremendous amount of credit for building the Fauner County Office of Emergency Management, with support from quorum courts and judges along the way, into one of the premier offices of emergency management in our country, if not the world. And I've traveled and I've heard that. So I want to thank Sheila for her time here. She did some tremendous work, and I know Chief Hillman, Keith Hillman, will be happy to take that baton, and it will be his job to move it to the next level. And I know he relishes that opportunity. But many of you know him as fire chief in the city of Bologna. EMT, I'll probably leave a bunch of things out, floodplain manager, building inspector, code enforcer, and so on and so forth. How many years were you chief and in total at Bologna?
16 years at Bologna.
16, and then how many with the city of Little Rock as a fireman there?
15 there.
And your hazmat, EMT, and all the above, city of Little Rock. And I would tell you, the hiring and the filling of that position, Administrator Higgins and Tom, ARP Administrator Tom Anderson, would agree. The interview process is very tough there. We'll just be honest. We had an embarrassment of riches for applicants for that position, and the clear choice was Keith Hillman. I'm really happy Fauner County really drove that much interest in a position like that, and our court and previous courts should take pride in that, as well as the people of the county. But I know, Keith, that you look forward to taking the reins and continuing to evolve OEM. A lot going on. And I want to thank you for stepping up.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate the opportunity to do this job. I'm super excited about it and learning a lot. A lot that I still have to learn, but it's going real good as of right now. So I enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Scotty, come forward if you would, please. I want to introduce Scotty Day. Many of you probably know Scotty as well. Scotty's a Greenbrier guy. Scotty's been with us, the road department, five-ish years.
Yes, sir.
And I have observed Scotty's work. Lance, our road foreman, Scott Kirby, assistant road foreman, Tom Anderson, road administrator. And when Mark Ledbetter retired, and we promoted Lance Reynolds to road foreman, Scott Kirby to assistant road foreman. Scott Kirby was our safety officer out there. And so Scott covered that for a little while. We knew we were going to have to fill that position. And there was only one choice for several reasons. Scotty, number one, is a good guy. You will be proud of him as an employee in the way he carries himself and represents you, us, and our citizens out there. But I would say one of the traits that I really look for is Scotty is a hard worker. Scotty loves to work. He wants to do well. He wants to do a good job. He's always looking for something to do. And many of you have been hirers of employees throughout your life. and you know how key that is. Scotty does a great job of that. In terms of skill sets and the experience that he brings, he's a fireman with the city of Greenbrier right now, and EMT as well. And that really, that his relationship with everyone else out at the road administration is really positive. They all respect him. He does a great job in people skills, and that's critical with a safety officer. I'm sure many of you have dealt with safety officers before, maybe even been a safety officer. It's not an easy job. What we look for in all of our employees, number one, is people who are not fearful of stepping up and raising our attention to something. I'm going to tell you, they deal with life and death type situations regularly. They deal with heavy equipment, really powerful equipment, not only alone, but by our other employees and by the public. And so it's very critical that we continue to make that a high priority here at Faulkner County. We don't want to receive bad news. We want all our employees to go home every day. As a matter of fact, that's a quote directly from Scotty. And so we're really fortunate to have you, Scotty. You know, a lot of times that's not going to be an easy job. Know you're up to it, and I want to thank you for stepping up. And feel free to say a few words and introduce yourself.
He's pretty much said everything about me. You know, just I grew up in Greenbrier. You know, been on the fire department 16 years. I'm hoping that I can bring a lot of that towards the safety end for our road shop and even any county employees. I spent 6 hours in class today getting my CPR instructor, so I can start better using that if it need be in any department or whatever the judge needs me to do. So it's just it's an honor. You know, it's already a hard work just trying to get a lot of stuff caught up. Just a few short months of Scott and Lance moving up, you know, being able to catch up with what we didn't, the fire and everything else got everybody behind. Mm-hmm. So I spent nearly a week gathering over 100 and something fire extinguishers that we own, just making sure they were up to par. So it's one thing every day. But I just want to appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And thank you for coming tonight. You know, just appreciate you stepping up. Field is ripe for harvest. And we look forward to having setting the standard for safety in certainly counties across Arkansas and the country. And there's an opportunity to do that, and we're committed to doing that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And let's go ahead and move to our official business. All right. Members of the court, you have in tab one, the journal of minutes from last quorum court meeting. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the journal.
Okay. Got a second. Motion and a second. Any changes, additions, deletions, discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes as presented to you, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so the journal will be approved. County officers report. Chief, you have a sheriff's office. All right, Chief, welcome Chief Chad Woolley, if you would.
Good evening. All right, sheriff's report for March. In our Unit 1 facility, we averaged 182. Today's count's 197. Our Unit 2 male for March, we averaged 202. Today's count is 268. Our female average was 87. Still about the same today. Our juvenile average was 13. We have 12 today. For the month of March, we took in 524 detainees. We released 520. On average, we housed 70 ADC inmates. Today's count 69, but last week was 82, so it fluctuates. Total number of all calls dispatched was 2,592. Calls for service to the sheriff's office alone, now that number is 1,956. 72 violent crimes, domestics, 47 thefts, criminal mischiefs. 80 animal calls, 2 animal citations. And our reserve unit put in 715 hours last month. Our criminal investigation division opened 69 new cases, they closed 26. If you have any questions, be glad to answer.
Chief, did I understand you right? Say the year two headcount today was 268?
268 in our mail. Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay.
I'd like to follow up on that. I've noticed an increase at Unit 2 in the last couple of months, and that sounds pretty significant. Is there a shift in strategy, changes in policy? Do you have any insight as to what's going on?
You know, we're shifting every day. We went into some protocols on as far as our misdemeanor charges and stuff. We bring them in and process them, and then we kill them a sheriff's bond to try. We're mainly right now holding people with no bonds, some FTAs, some misdemeanor crimes against persons, those type, and then of course our felonies. You see, Unit 1's always over capacity. Mm-hmm. The way Unit 2 is designed causes Unit 1 to be over capacity as well, because at Unit 2 we can't segregate disciplinary, we can't segregate medical. And so certain classifications have to come to Unit 1 based on how Unit 2 is designed. So sometimes you see an influx. And even with those numbers, I believe, I don't have my phone on me, we had somewhere between 30 and 40 sitting in our booking area waiting to be processed to go to either male housing, female housing, or Unit 1. Mm-hmm. So it's a shift every day trying to relieve space.
Well, I mean, I can appreciate that, but this is, you know, a significant increase at Unit 2 specifically that I'm just trying to get at. You know, it sounds like there's more, you're holding more FTAs, you're holding more misdemeanor crimes, is that right?
Could be, yes, sir. Okay. Without knowing the actual number, I'd have to look into it a little bit further. Just going off the data that was given to me.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks.
Any other questions for the chief?
I don't have a question, but I would like to bring attention to the court and the public. In Bologna, we had a kid get hit by somebody running the school bus, red lights, the other day. And a few days before that, driving my bus, I had a sheriff's deputy follow me on the entire route. Since that accident, 3 times in a week's time, there were deputies following me on the entire route, watching for people to run those school bus reds. I just want you to know, Chief, I appreciate you, your department, and everything else that y'all do to keep our kids safe in this county.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. You have the county clerk's report there in tab 2. Of course, Margaret is out with family tonight. And so if you have any questions, feel free to ask them. You might want to wait and direct them to her. But her report is there for you. And next, we move to the treasurer's report. Mr. Treasurer.
Thank you, Judge. If you'll turn with me in summary of statement form courts, January 1st, 2024 through March 31st, 2024. County general fund, $1,003,444,575.77. County road fund, $2,004,666,511.06. County road sales tax fund, 3402, $4,388,794.01. Animal Welfare Control Fund 3404, $1,539,509.95. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $2,842,244.52. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1005, $930,186.58. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $9,169,680.53. Turn over to page 2. And you can see the county general revenue there. We're still holding north of the 2023 numbers and plan to continue that throughout the year. Page 3 is our sales tax. Sales tax for March was $1,082,692.99, 1.4% better than March of 2023. And we're currently running 16.37% better than 2023. Just remember that that's a little bit inflated on the year-to-date numbers due to the January, high January number. Total sales tax collected for 2024 is $4,023,327.19. That's 30% of the new projection of $13.5 million. And as y'all know, we're one quarter through the year, so that's greatly outpacing our deal. But once again, with that island and Friday number of January, that's kind of skews that number a little bit as well. And then on the last page is our three-month moving average versus our one-year moving average. As you can see, our three-month moving average continues to be above our one-year. Our one-year is flattened out a little bit, but we think we're just fine there. Are there any questions?
Scott, could I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
When those rebates start coming in for those sales taxes, will that be deducted from the incoming sales tax that month?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And they may be netting a little bit right now. I'm not seeing it. There's not been a huge rebate at this point that we've seen. We just judging kind of where we kind of are and where we should be. I think we talked about a little bit in budget and finance. That January number was about $400,000 of it was from I believe it was building materials and sales category when you look on DF&A, and we anticipate that is probably coming from these construction that we are going to have to rebate at some point. But if you take that out, we're still 5% better than where we were in January before. So, you know, we're still going to be okay, but we just have to keep that in mind that's kind of an anomaly there.
Good question.
Any other questions for our treasurer? Thank you, Mr. Sampson.
Thank you, Judge.
All right, as I said, Tom Anderson is out today. You do have the road and ARP report there in your packet. I would direct any questions to Tom. Just go through my office if you would. And with that, we'll move to standing committee reports. I don't think we had an infrastructure meeting this month. Courts and Public Safety, Justice Mary Coates.
Thank you, Judge. Courts and Public Safety did meet last week. We have the resolution 2403, which is the PSAP consolidation before the court tonight. We'll go over that a little bit later. We also gave an animal shelter update, which included construction has started. That was the biggest part. It appears to be a little bit above, working a little bit more quickly than what we anticipated, which is a good thing, but with construction, that could, you know, change any day. We also had the RFQ for the jail that was approved, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so the jail detention center is moving forward as well.
Thank you so much. Budget and Finance Committee. Justice Tyler Hoskin.
Sure. Thank you, Judge. We Budget and Finance met last week, and we discussed three ordinances that are in front of the court tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. And Justice Kendrick, Personnel Committee.
Thank you, Judge. Personnel met this month. We had three ordinances related to road shop department personnel that were forwarded on to Budget and Finance, and then we had two board appointments that are here on our agenda tonight. That's all I've got, Judge. Thank you.
Thank you. And then those road department personnel issues that were afforded to budget will be in next month's budget committee, correct? In other words, you guys met after budget had met this month.
Yes, sir. Right? Yeah, we were after budget, so they should be coming up to Budget and Finance next month.
Thank you. All right, that is all of our standing committee reports. We move along to public comments. Are there any public comments on any matter on the agenda today? Chief Woolley?
Yeah. I just need to make a correction. I don't want to lead the court astray. So that 268 number was a combination. So today's mail count was 181, not 268. So just wanted to correct that.
Good catch. All right, any public comments on any agenda item? Seeing none, we'll move along. Any special reports? We have none. Moving along to old business, no old business. We'll move along to new business, and we do have three items, excuse me, four. First one is tab number 3, members of the court, is proposed ordinance 24-10. It's an appropriation. So if you'll turn to tab number 3, I'll entertain a motion.
Judge, I make a motion for the approval of proposed ordinance 24-10.
Second. Okay, I've got a motion and a second. Counselor?
Proposed ordinance 24-10, sponsored by Budget and Finance, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
All right, Justice Lahosky.
Thank you, Judge.
Brief us.
Thank you, Judge. Guys, to be honest with you, I didn't ask about the $25. Not too concerned about it myself. I know that the $4,500, though, is it's a kind of a regular Homeland Security shush gap. I forgot what all those letters stand for. I used to know when I worked at OEM, but I've since forgotten. But it's basically a pass-through that goes to help, I believe, our Conway Fire Department Bomb Squad.
All right, any discussion?
Judge, may I just add one thing here? On Section 2, that where it says SHSGP, I think that's SHSPG. I don't know that that matters. It's Homeland Security. No, that's right. It is right. Grant program.
Okay.
I thought it was program grant, but it, as I'm reading here, it's grant program.
All right, any further discussion? All right, so SHSGP, just to be sure, our friend Google tells us that it's the State Homeland Security Grant Program, one of the many. All right, any questions, any further discussion? It's an appropriation, so let's have a roll call vote, please.
Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Craddy?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lewoski?
Yes.
Line?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Schock?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes. All right, motion carries and the ordinance is passed. It's 24-10. Next, we have tab number 4, proposed ordinance 24-11. It is an appropriation ordinance dealing with the opioid grant fund. Tab number 4.
Judge, I make a motion to approve proposed ordinance 24-11.
Second. Okay, motion second. Counselor?
Proposed ordinance 24-11, sponsored by the Budget and Finance Committee, is being enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to entitle an ordinance to establish the Adult Drug Court Opioid Settlement Grant Fund, appropriate the Adult Drug Court Opioid Settlement Grant Funds, and to declare an emergency.
Justice Lahosky.
Thank you, Judge. I might defer this to our counselor or our judge that's here. Whoever knows more about it, whoever wants to claim to know more about it.
Yes, Judge Chuck Clawson, thank you for joining us today.
I appreciate the time. So we've been actively, and I've been bothering Mr. Sanson and Mr. Anderson quite a bit about applying for grants. We're going out seeking money. We were blessed with the administrative office of the courts to give us money that we didn't even ask for. This is a specific fund that I have the discretion to use as needed for participants. If someone has a medical emergency that's in the program, we already have two people lined up to get eyeglasses once this money is approved and appropriated. It's just that sort of situation. Mr. Sanson was kind enough to figure out a way, too, that we can access these monies quickly and still have an accounting for that. So we're excited about it. It's a great opportunity for our participants, as you might imagine, people that struggle with substance abuse, they have all kinds of health issues, and they may have gaps in employment or other things, even automobile repairs, flat tires, things like that, to get them to the counseling sessions or the drug testing. This is what that money is for, and we appreciate the administrative office of the courts of considering us for this money. So it's a substantial amount, one that will be there until we use it up. And so if anybody's got any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you for that overview. It's a great program, and the thing to remember is it is at the discretion of our courts.
And the money's already been received, so.
I have a quick question for you, Judge.
Yes, sir.
about applying for grants. Do you have anybody on staff? Do you have any grant writers on your staff? Does the county have any grant writers? How are you able to accomplish that?
So what we're doing right now is we've worked with American University. We've actually worked with the city of Conway. They have a grant writer that's applied for a couple of grants. We've had some of our staff that are not grant writers apply for some. We're working with Mr. Anderson and Mr. Sanson as well. We've got one in the works that the county is actually going to be the applicant, so we can qualify for certain monies that are available through some federal grants. Mm-hmm. We're trying to utilize any and all opportunities that are out there, specifically for, you know, the one we discussed earlier for our peer support specialist. He's already become invaluable to the program and the participants, and we're trying to make sure, because that was only a one-year grant that we got, we're trying to see if we can fund that for some time. We actually, unfortunately, missed a deadline because we found out after the fact of a five-year grant for his position. So we're going to be applying for that next year. We're going to be ahead of the curve on that one. But that's what we're doing. We're usually at every staffing having discussions. We actually had a meeting today with a medical facility here in Conway, our care, that maybe have some opportunities for grant monies that can help us out and help us partner with them.
But there's no grant professionals. It's just you and your staff taking on their extra duties and responsibilities to get that done.
That's absolutely right. We're doing the best we can, and I didn't know that was in my job description when I was elected, but I'm glad to take it on, and anything we can do for the folks that are in the program and the folks that will be in the program.
Well, I just commend you for doing that. I want to take the opportunity to mention to the court and anybody who's listening, you know, I think there are a lot of opportunities that this county probably misses out on because we don't have grant writers on staff and in many departments. And just food for thought, you know, I think this county could really benefit with some really talented folks applying for the money out there.
I think it would absolutely be an asset to the county for sure. I know when I worked in another life with the city, I know that position paid for itself about 10 times over in the first 6 months that person took on the role. So definitely needed. It would definitely help me out and help my staff out where we can focus on what we're good at and not just tracking down all these grants that are out there, because it takes a lot.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mr. or Judge.
Sure. I would like to clarify one thing. Even though this does say grant, which was set up by legislative, it is a special revenue fund. And he is, not to take away from the grants, because they're doing a great job tracking that stuff down. This is money from the opioid settlement. Some of y'all might remember tobacco settlement funds. This is opioid settlement funds. These are special revenues. These are not necessarily, this right here is not necessarily a grant.
Yeah.
Even though they have coded it, legislative audit coded it as a grant fund, it is, as you see, it's a 3048, which is what, once again, that number was assigned by legislative audit as a special revenue fund.
And the way that I understand it, as Attorney General Tim Griffin, he was able to access some of that opioid settlement money, gave it to the administrative office of the courts, and they said distribute it to the drug courts, and then they divided it up. We have one of the larger programs in the state, so we got a little bit more than some of the other ones, but there was an article in the paper about it, and that was nice that we could kind of give some recognition to the AOC for coming in and giving those funds to us.
I appreciate the clarification. I think it's just semantics at that point, but I appreciate it.
I agree with you, but I just want to be clear with everybody what it is.
Great program. Any further questions or comments?
So, Judge Foster, County Treasurer, either one can answer this. Is this a one-and-done type of deal? Will this be something that happens next year, or is this recurring?
No, sir. This is a one-and-done, and this money, it's not really tied in a specific time period. This amount of money will be there until it's used up. There was, you know, it's my discretion, but obviously it has to be used in furtherance of the drug court program and for the benefit of the participants, and that's what it's going to be used for. So we'll use it as we need to. Like I mentioned, we have a lady that's got some car trouble. We're going to try to help her. There's two folks that don't have adequate eye or glasses. We're going to get those as soon as this money gets approved. We're going to take care of them. That helps them with employment, and it obviously helps them with transportation, doing everything that's required of them in the program as well, from homework to just showing up on time.
Justice Husky.
Judge, I don't know if I want to ask this question, but I want to ask it anyways. Are you pursuing these, you talk about pursuing grants and putting more of an emphasis on that. Are you doing that to be proactive with your court and the services you provide and making a change, or are you doing that because you're underfunded and you need more money?
Yes. We can always use more, but yes, trying to be proactive as much as possible. When I took over the program, it had been in operation for 20 plus years and been doing a fantastic job. We've got more people in the community and in the criminal justice system that need the program. And then I'm trying to take some pressure off my already overworked staff. We need to add positions. This peer support specialist, I cannot say enough, from picking people up at the jail when they're finally released but had nowhere to go, to setting them up on insurance, those type of things. He's been huge, and he's filled a gap that I didn't even realize that we had, to be honest with you. But also to get a social worker, a licensed social worker on staff would be huge for mental health, parenting, budgeting, all the kind of things that they can do as well. That's something else we're looking towards. But just other things, there's just, as you start digging in, you see there could be so many more benefits. And you've got to find the right mix for each participant. You know, it's not really a cookie-cutter type situation. But my staff is doing a fantastic job. But, yeah, trying to be proactive. Of course, we always take more. But we're working with what we have, and we're trying not to come and put everything on the court or the city council or anything to fund the program. We're trying to go beyond to do what we can. So when we do come to you, you know we've exhausted all other avenues.
You know the problems that we've been dealing with in the jail and everything. So if it's possible, and I don't know your side of things completely, but if it's possible to show us some ROI on investing in these extra positions, we would be more inclined to continue to invest and keep lower recidivism rates and keep people, you know, out of the jails.
Well, as we talked about before, recidivism rates are decreased statewide using specialty court programs like this. When I do come back to you, we're already working on getting some of that information for you. So we'll absolutely be able to do that. But yeah, we don't like to put people in jail because you don't get treatment in jail.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff.
Yep. Thank you so much. Just a word about the opioid. Feel free to jump in too, Judge. People's eyes glaze over when you mention opioid settlement. You've probably seen those headlines off and on in reports. It all comes down to the addictive nature of opioids in broad use. And this is an opioid settlement whereby many companies who were parties to the litigations, multiple litigations, have said, look, we would rather just settle. I think those who would accuse those entities of reckless behavior or wrongdoing would say that those opioids were more addictive than sold to the public and the medical field, which results in addiction and destroyed lives and demand for those drugs on the street. Tremendous problem. If you haven't been touched by someone addicted to an opioid, you're one of the few, and consider yourselves very fortunate. It destroys lives, literally and figuratively, destroys families. Terrible tragedy of our time, and I appreciate your efforts, your genuine efforts, which I can say I personally am aware of. You do a tremendous job. You're an asset. This program is something we need to leverage to help Faulkner County and its citizens. So, anyway, thank you. Did I mischaracterize any of that?
No, not necessarily. And I just open the invitation. Anybody wants to come, our next drug court docket is going to be Tuesday at 10 o'clock, 10 to 12. If you want to see, you know, kind of a different side of the criminal justice system and changing lives, it's pretty special.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Any further questions or comments? If not, it is an appropriation ordinance, so that requires a roll call vote. Who had the second on this motion? Justice Jake Moss. Thank you. And could we have the roll then? Roll call.
Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Grady?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Pulaski?
Yes.
Line?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes.
Shaw?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes. All right, motion carries. The ordinance passes. Congratulations, Judge, and thank you. Moving on, tab number 5.
Judge, I make a motion to approve proposed ordinance 24-12.
Second.
opposed. All right. Counselor?
Proposed ordinance 24-12, sponsored by the Budget and Finance Committee, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023.
Okay, Justice Hosky.
Thank you, Judge. Just as our budgeting process, when we go through our budgeting process at the end of the year, you know, there's two things. There's projected revenues that we look at, and then there's the expenses, what they think they'll spend. What you're seeing here is our projected revenues start at the top of the line in the budget book on, you know, one of the first pages with the estimated carryover. So Treasurer Sanson estimates what that carryover is going to be. So what is that? What is the number going to be left unspent in that account come January 1? So he had those estimations. Then we come into the real world and we know now. So now it's a balance. What we spent, add in the period 13 expense to finally arrive at our 2024 amended carryover. So that's where we are today, and that's what this is. It shows those numbers.
Great explanation. Any questions, comments, or discussion?
If I may, Judge. Just curious on the county road, that's a pretty high amount. Was there a specific event? Or?
You know, I would have to dig into that. Honestly, I don't know the answer to that. Generally, Tom's got the answers for that, to those questions. I did not have prepared this report. I will say that overall, this number is fairly close. It's always going to be a little bit different. I'm trying to think back if we had any big expenditures toward the end of the year, and I don't recall any. Mr. Treasurer?
I just want to remind everybody, these, what you're seeing here is not differences from what the estimated was versus what the actual is. You're making 99, that's what you're looking at there. That's just the expenses in period 13. That's the expenses in January and February for the prior year invoices.
So past invoices
coming in late. That's all, yes, that's what that is.
That is curious. The numbers seem pretty high compared to
yeah, and I don't, just offhand, I don't really recall what the estimated carryover for County Road was, but it was something similar to that.
Yeah. Thank you.
And it's a good question. First, I will say that anyone not familiar with public finance is probably going to have a tough time understanding these reports. But from the road department standpoint, we didn't have any unexpectedly large expenditures compared to what we had budgeted. Good question.
I think I might could answer Justice Knight's question, so I just pulled up the budget. Estimated fund balance. Hang on, I might be a year behind here. Let me see. I'm a year behind. Never mind, scratch that. Sorry, Dave.
No, that's okay. This is a general question. I just saw the amount.
Yeah, it's the million is not a definitely not a million error from what was budgeted. That's period 13, which would be January. Bills that came in January that were for services rendered before the end of the year. So it's a big month. Any other questions? All right, seeing none, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Grady?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Woski?
Yes.
Line?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes.
Shaw?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. The ordinance passes. And we move to tab number 6, proposed resolution 24-03. Justice Coates, are you sponsoring this?
Yes, Judge, I would like to put resolution 2403 on the table and make a motion for approval, please.
Second.
All right, motion and second. And Justice Coates, feel free to give us an overview. I'll be glad to step in, our counselor.
Yes, sir. What this is it is just an agreement, a resolution stating that for the 911 PSAP consolidation that the county and the city of Conway are willing to work together, is my understanding. County Administrator Higgins, Judge, I don't know if y'all want to go into a little bit more detail about that, but they're going to put a board together and that board details out of the consolidation for the PSAP stuff, and that it's just a resolution saying, you know, we're willing to work with the City of Conway.
Yeah, thank you for that. We do need to have a reading, though. Sorry I stepped on your toes, Councilor.
Resolution 24-03, be resolved by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, resolution to be entitled a resolution supporting the county judge to enter into an agreement with the City of Conway related to PSAP consolidation.
Thank you, Councilor. All right, so what this is, all of you on the court at least are familiar with the state mandate to consolidate 911 PSAPs, or public service answering points. As it is across the state, many counties have several places that behind the scenes, when you dial 911, it goes to a PSAP or a public service answering point. So when you dial 911, it goes to a black box, hardware and software and infrastructure, and then it goes to the correct dispatch center, and then a response or dispatcher answers, and then emergency services are dispatched. Because there were counties across Arkansas that had several PSAPs in one county, there are obvious inefficiencies, and the state, Lowe, many years ago, started working toward a consolidation so that, with two exceptions in the state, every county will have only one PSAP, which only makes sense for spending public tax dollars, just for efficiency's sake. And so there is a state mandate. Our state legislature requires the consolidation. The county has worked with the City of Conway and the other cities to a certain degree to work toward a consolidation. The court is very familiar with those discussions along the way, the many months, I guess, probably years. And we are on the cusp of doing that. We will be entering into, with your blessing, we'll be entering into an agreement with the City of Conway because we've got the largest dispatch, the largest PSAPs in the county to consolidate. And there's much more that goes on behind the scenes to make that happen, technologically and work process related. But we have a great plan going forward where that PSAP will be under the direction of a director who will be hired and report to a board. And so the county needs to enter into an interlocal agreement with the City of Conway, and that would be the county judge's signature as the chief executive, but the chief executive by statute needs this court to approve by resolution my authority to do that. And so that's what this resolution is about. And so I'm asking for you to pass this resolution. I'll be free to feel free to ask any questions. Be glad to answer them.
Judge, do you feel? I know the state put a deadline that most counties probably not going to meet. Do you feel the Senate local agreement is going to meet that deadline, which I think is the end of the year?
I believe so. We'll keep you updated. Discussions along the way have happened in fits and starts, and lots of progress, and then periods where there isn't much progress. But I feel good about it. You know, probably the biggest technical issue is the way, you know, the county has a county jail. Counties have county jails. And when an offender is arrested and taken to jail, they are taken, no matter which city they're in, they're taken to the county jail, with very few exceptions. They're taken to the county jail. Well, there is software that a sheriff's office, sheriff's department uses to manage all aspects of that. And that software and platform, as you know probably, Justice Lyon, interfaces with the dispatch software. Big architecture, big impact. And those are the most serious questions that I have as a non-first responder, non-dispatch, non-law enforcement, fire, EMS, that I can tell as former technology guy. Those are the biggest gaps. And it is my belief that those gaps have been addressed and need only be implemented by very smart people who have to do a lot of work, but I believe that bridge will happen. But good question.
So on that note, most justices may not know it, but I think Faulkner County and City of Conway are in actually really good positions because a lot of the dispatch is already in one spot. There's several, like I'm dealing with it in my other county, where it's three cities consolidating and they're having to build. So we're in a very good spot. So I've been, as I mentioned, I think last month or the month before, the judge has done a really good job at the 911 board meetings with Mayor Castleberry. So that's good because I know looks like we're ahead of the game here, which is nice to see, and that's really good to have. So thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for the insight for the others who are less familiar. You know, there were counties, I think, that had upwards of 10-ish PSAPs. The chief may know more than me on that, or sheriff, former sheriff. You can imagine the problems that would create in trying to consolidate personalities, if nothing else. But we don't have that problem. We've got two PSAPs and really, I guess, two primary and two secondary. And those issues will all be worked out. I'm confident. Any other questions or comments? All right, seeing no reason for a roll call vote, all in favor of passing resolution number 24-03 indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries, resolution passes. Thank you for that. Look forward to great progress on that. All right, and so moving along, we come to the appointments portion of our agenda. And so I see in the front row, Mr. Brett McDaniel. Brett, if you would step through the microphone, please. So the Public Facilities Board in Faulkner County deals with issues, public facilities, largely with sewer and I suppose water if issues come up, and other issues with public utilities. Conway Corporation's recently retired Chief Operating Officer Greg Dell retired from Conway Corp, and he also stepped down from his position and his appointment to the Faulkner County Public Facilities Board. Mr. Brett McDaniel has been named his successor at Conway Corp. He's a gentleman I know and have observed professionally, doing a great job. I was very supportive of him being named Chief Operating Officer at Conway Corp. Conway Corp is a well-run organization. You don't see them make mistakes, and I'm confident of their choice in you. And I would just add to that that probably by default, being Chief Operating Officer at Conway Corp makes you a good appointee in a countywide public facilities board. And I would also add, I think there needs to be a Conway Corp member on that board, a Conway Corp representative. And so I think my selection of you being the appointee to fill Greg Dell's position only makes sense. And that appointment comes before you at the Quorum Court for affirmation. And so I'm asking for your affirmation of that appointment. And I'll be happy to take any questions. All right, seeing none, all in favor of affirming this appointment indicate so by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you and congratulations, and feel free to say a few words.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you for it. Just like I say, it's an honor to serve. Obviously, we're like-minded, otherwise you wouldn't be sitting there. I've been serving the public for 30-plus years, and it's an honor to be appointed to the Public Facilities Board to work with some fine people, and I appreciate it. Hope to do well for you.
All right.
Thank you. Any questions? All right.
Thank you, Mr. McDaniel. I will add, you know, we thank you for stepping up. You don't have to do this. You are obligating yourself to the duty to serve the needs of the Broward County. And I know you'll do a great job. Brilliant mind and knows the subject matter, expertise, and engineer by trade. And I know you're going to do a great job. I just appreciate you stepping up. And yeah, regionalization is an issue and an opportunity across the country. Water and sewer are more critical than most people realize for growth. That capacity is absolutely crucial to how Faulkner County competes or defends itself against other communities across the country where people can choose to go live. And if we lose population, we have trouble paying for all the services that we have and that we expect in Faulkner County. And having those utilities, I take this moment to really point that out, is absolutely critical to our economic health here in ways that impact each and every person here on what some would say is a boring subject, but it is a matter of critical importance for the next 50 years in Faulkner County. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the kind words. And greater than 50 years.
Forever, really, right?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, our next appointee is, I didn't see Mr. Mr. Parsons here tonight. I didn't see him. He is, I have named him as the appointment to fill a vacancy in the museum board. Actually, this may be a reappointment. This is a brand new appointment. And I did visit with Mr. Parsons. It's just been a while, honestly. This appointment's been on my desk for quite some time. Mr. Parsons has an interest in the museum and history in general. He serves with the, how long did he teach? 28 years, taught social studies and U.S. history at Greenbrier High School. He is currently the city historian for Holland, the church historian for Oakland United Methodist Church, one of the oldest churches in the county, if you're familiar with that, in Holland. And he's a current member and former board member of the Faulkner County Historical Society. He's got a great heart and mind for our county's history. I appreciate him being willing to step up and serve in that capacity as a board member for the museum. And so I'm asking for the court to affirm that appointment. Any questions? All right. All in favor of affirming this appointment indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you very much for that appointment. And I know Mr. Parsons is not here, but I do appreciate him and his willingness to volunteer to look out for preservation of our history on the board at the museum. So thank you, Mr. Parsons. I do have one more announcement. This April is Child Abuse and Prevention Month. Do whatever you can in your personal lives to stand up for the poor children who are defenseless. If you know of someone, raise your hand. Go see the authorities. Go make sure no poor, helpless child has to suffer abuse at the hands of an adult. It's a real problem, and we as adults have to own that. We as adults have to own that. If we don't raise our hand, we are complicit. So if you ever see anything, please approach Chief Woolley. I promise you it'll get addressed. So I wanted to raise your attention to the fact that it is Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. If you have an opportunity to give to an organization that provides help in that area, please do so. Any other announcements, Judge? Just last.
I'd just like to say that the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, as representing a good my district having a good chunk of Lake Conway, they are sponsoring like a lake cleanup days from this Thursday, April 18th to Sunday the 21st, and they want you to go on their website and register, and all the details are there. But I know myself and Justice Drain have a good chunk of Lake Conway, and they got the renovation going on, so if you want to, I guess, stomp around the bottom of the lake, you can do that now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. County Administrator Randy Hughes.
Judge, I just wanted to remind everybody that this is National Public Safety Telecommunications Week, i.e. dispatchers. I can tell you that a good dispatcher is worth their weight in gold. You know, from experience, personal experience, they are often the lifeline between a bad situation and having somebody come and help you and back you up on those situations. So I think that we probably don't share enough appreciation for our dispatchers, who are often faceless and many times nameless, and are cubbied up in a building, you know, with no windows, and all you hear is the voice. But I can tell you there's been times when that voice was sweet music to my ears. So we certainly appreciate the job that they do.
Thank you for drawing our attention to that. I have a radio in my truck and do hear their work, and I'm marveled at it. I'll leave it up, so if you ever call me and I'm in my truck, you're probably going to hear that. I'm marveled at it. I'm not one of them. I'm not a first responder. And, gosh, I just appreciate, you know, you just got no idea unless you hear that traffic. Thank a first responder and thank our dispatchers. What was the correct name for that month, drawing attention to public safety communications?
National Public Safety Telecommunications Week.
All right. Thank you for that. Justice Kendrick.
Judge, I'd just like to give a brief little update on the Arkansas Association of Quorum Courts meeting that was held this weekend. Went and represented Faulkner County. There was a lot of discussion on the issues, some of them that we faced here, some of them that we thankfully don't face. There was a lot of discussion on Bitcoin mining, which we've dealt with here. They did say they expect the state to address that during this fiscal session. They said, other than that, it'll probably be a fiscal session that's actually just focused on appropriations and the money. But they expect moving on that. There was a couple of bills that they said to watch for, Senator Irvin's bill and then Senator Bryant's. But they do expect action to be taken on that, which could impact counties. There was also several counties kind of going on the Bitcoin mining and zoning thing. There's several counties here in Arkansas that they were discussing how they're having issues with wind turbine farms and solar panel farms and creating a lot of issues for the residents surrounding those areas. So some of those, Carroll and Jackson in specific, they were looking at maybe adopting zoning for those specific issues. They were looking at really out-of-state solutions because I don't think any counties in Arkansas have zoning for those. There's also discussion on the jail. They said everything with the new state jail is still slow moving. They expect the numbers to probably increase with some of the crime reform bills of inmates and to be pressure on that, which we see that in our jail numbers here every month. And as well as talking a little bit about the reimbursement rates, and I know they've been trying to get those reimbursement rates up. With some success, we've had doing that. Let's see what else. And they were also looking at, this was something that they're trying to get the state to start taking over their portions of some of these state-funded positions in the criminal justice system, specifically with deputy prosecutors. Currently, it's funded out of the state turnback, so we never see that money. It's taken out of that before it's distributed to the counties. And what they're looking at is trying to get that covered by the state so the counties can get the full turn back. So if what was proposed goes through this fiscal session, Faulkner County could see as much as $120,000 back in our pocket. So a lot of discussion around that. And then they also talked about potential amendments. There's seven of them right now. The three specifically that were dealing with county issues, there's a lot of discussion around FOIA, the potential impact that could have if that amendment goes through because they're shorter time frames, so more pressure on the counties to turn those requests around. And the personal liability aspect for county employees and elected officials, absentee voting, and then casino license. So there's a lot of discussion. Some of the things that we have faced, some of them that we haven't faced. Got to talk a little bit about ambulance services. There were several counties dealing with that issue, and I told them what we did here in Faulkner County and how it worked out, that we actually were able to provide more coverage for our residents with that switch. So a lot of good discussion, Judge, and you said this earlier and you've said it again, but every time I go to one of those meetings and I hear some of the issues that these counties are facing, and then even how those counties, they interact within their offices, there's always a question of, we discussed this earlier, always a question of how can I make this elected official do this? And how do I do that? And I'm thankful that we don't face those issues here. We have good communication with the quorum court and our elected officials, and it really is an embarrassment of riches that we have here in Faulkner County, and I'm thankful to serve here. So that's what I've got, Judge. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and wow, what about some detail there. Thank you so much. As we deal, Randy's probably nodding his head back there, we deal with those issues, and to hear someone other than us talk fluently on that, I'm really impressed, and just want to thank you for representing our quorum court up there. And you probably won't say it, but when Faulkner County Quorum Court Association representative walks in, there's going to be, it's like a magnet. course, former Justice Higgins, our county administrator, was the former president of that. He could tell you that as a 12-year JP and longtime liaison to the Coral Court Association of Arkansas, the respect, Randy, that you get when you walk in is amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I know Justice Kendrick's probably being a little bit humble, but I want to thank you for your representation of very real issues, each of which you gave about a sentence. I know you could talk much longer on those, each of them, but they're all very impactful to the people of our county, the people we represent. Those are some, that's a pretty busy year. The crypto mining, we've worked closely with them because we have the crypto mine here that drew a lot of attention, certainly for us, and really severely impacted our citizens. We're somewhat handcuffed as a local government, to be frank with you. A brand new industry coming in probably needs some state regulation, be my personal opinion, and I voice that at the Capitol. I voice that to our legislators who are working very hard. I guess, is there a day that goes by that we don't discuss crypto with them and the drafting of these bills? While it may not be visible in the sausage making that our legislators do down there, as they call it, a lot of work being done. And so thank you for drawing our attention to that, Justice Kendrick. It's a tough issue. We may not get there. In fact, we've got a former state rep in our presence here. Thank you for joining us. And we may not get there in one step as a state, but as evidenced by the fact that we have legislative sessions every year, you know, laws can be changed, and that's what's happening. It's being improved. The situation is being improved. I'm confident of that. And I think we'll get there, and it'll probably take more than one bill being worked on to get the statutes where they need to be. A good example is this. Look, I'm pro-business, but what I don't want is log trucks going down the road weighing 200,000 pounds. I mean, we've got law enforcement in the room. How in the world do you make the road safe with that? You can't. And so we regulate that. Hey, we're glad they're here logging. Send them over to Green Bay, make paper. We like that. But they're, for every new industry, I can think of no industry that is not regulated. Not a single industry. And I challenge you to think of one, whether you're pro-business or not. Think of an industry. We need some regulation. We need some regulation. And we need something of an enforcement beyond what a local government can do. We are limited in the amount of penalty that we can levy. We are limited when you're talking the cash flows they have. It's like swatting a gnat if you're talking about a local penalty. I think we'll get there. It may take more than one step to do that. But there are our people who are suffering out there, and we need to do everything we can. I want to assure the court that we in the judge's office are doing everything we can to make sure that line is moved in the right direction. And I want you to be confident of that. If you have any questions, feel free to call me or call Administrator Higgins. And we can update you in a moment's notice on what we've been asked by legislators. So, beyond that, are there any questions about that, crypto mining? It is generating some attention down at the Capitol. I'm glad. All right, next announcement. County Extension Agent Mary Beth Gross.
I seem to be full of it tonight. I've got a few. April is a month of a lot of things. It's also Financial Literacy Month. So I'm doing a lot of in-class programming, and I wanted to invite you, if you're free tomorrow or Friday. We're doing a program at Conway High School tomorrow and Guy Perkins on Friday on Financial Literacy Month. And you can try to sell a bunch of teenagers a fake car. That's a part of this process for them, is making real-life purchases or a house or whatever you're interested in, to kind of help make the process more real. So that's tomorrow, Friday. You can see me after if you've got some free time and you want to do that. Saturday is our big B-Day for our 4-H'ers. A lot of competitions. Justice Coates is going to help judge that, or others helping too. I didn't want to miss anybody. But it's Saturday at our office if you're free, if you want to swing by. A big thing we have coming up is our Master Gardener plant sale. It is May 11th. It's the Saturday before Mother's Day at the Expo Center. It's going to be huge. It's always huge. But it's going to be wonderful. They've been working tirelessly for months on that project. And then just a few shout-outs from my office, from my people. Kevin got, our ag agent, Kevin Lawson, he got honored as Person of the Month in 501 Life magazine this month for the April edition. It's in the back of that. So really proud of him for that. And then he couldn't be the only one. So Cammy came away from the Arkansas County Agriculture Agents Association with a Communications Award for her 4-H programming. Krista came away with a Communications Award for her educational video programming from the same association. And Krista also got the Young Professionals Award from across the state. And I was like, okay, I'm really proud of y'all, but you're kind of showing me up. And then the same week, UCA called, invited me to a reception and honored me with the Young Professionals Award of the Year from the Nutrition and Family Sciences Department. So our office got a lot going on recently. So if you're interested in attending something, helping judge with something, or just witnessing some of the stuff we've got going on, feel free to let me know. But other than that, just attend the plant sale on May 11th. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. And it really is amazing. I'd invite you to go over. And what is that? Is it B-Day, I believe? Is that what you guys call weekend?
Plant sale?
No. The children, the judging, their competition.
Big B Day. It's like
Big B
barbecue, beef, and a bunch of other things.
Yeah, amazing. And so the programs they have over there are great. I think, honestly, I think in Fauquier County, we're missing the opportunity to put even more emphasis publicly on that. And I look forward to helping change that situation. Lastly, I want to mention, Justice Pearson mentioned grant writers. I relish the day when we come before you to ask for the first grant writer full-time countywide. I expect that'll be the first of multiple requests for that. There is a great need for it. You heard Judge Clausen say that when he was with the city, he believed that that grant writer brought a tenfold return on that expenditure. I see him nodding heads. I know that I've spoken with several of you about that. And I challenge myself and our whole judges organization to create our personal bandwidth, enough room to push forward with that. We're missing opportunities in more ways than I think we realize. So thank you for bringing our attention to that. I meant to mention that earlier, Justice Pearson. All right, anything else, any other announcements?
Hey, Judge, I'd like to follow Ms. Gross. May 4th is the Valonia FFA auction. A lot of kids that come through their 4-H programs end up in our FFA programs. A lot of great kids and a great way to support the kids. And an auction's a lot of fun. It's a real big live auction. Got a silent auction. Got things for everybody. And a great catfish dinner there. $25 or you can get a table. I'll have a table there. And it's just a great opportunity to support a lot of great kids at your FFA auctions at Valonia and anywhere else they have.
Great announcement. I thank you for that. And of course, we've got several great FFAs across our county. If you have never been to an FFA auction, treat yourself and your family. And I can't tell you the number. Raise your hand if you have bid on and bought an item or something at an FFA auction and thought, if I went and bought that elsewhere, I'm seeing at least one hand. I'm seeing multiple now. If you want to talk about a great deal, there will be loads of things you can bid on, and it's for a good cause. You will be a better person when you leave there, when you see what these kids have done. And I enjoy it. I try to make every one of them. So, anyway, thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. Anything else? Any other announcements? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We're adjourned. Oh.